This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. Costs for daycare are skyrocketing across the country, especially in Milwaukee. A new study from LendingTree finds that childcare in 85% of American cities costs more than rent. Milwaukee, Omaha, Nebraska, and Buffalo, New York have the highest cost of childcare compared to rent. The study finds daycare prices have gone up about 30% since 2020. Experts say there's a shortage of early education workers, and a lot of parents don't live near family who can help them with childcare. A Milwaukee Common Council member is weighing in on budget amendments that were vetoed by Mayor Cavalier Johnson. One of the rejected items would give extra money to Milwaukee Fire Department to replace its aging fleet. Alderman Peter Bergalis.
The fire department budget amendment is the largest budget amendment in Common Council history for $8 million. And still, that is only two-fifths of 1% of the $2 billion budget that the city has each year.
The budget now goes back to the Common Council, which could vote on Tuesday to override or sustain the vetoes. A teenager faces charges for the shooting death of 18-year-old Neymar Hicks near Asada High School. 17-year-old Jaquan Robinson is in custody on one charge of first-degree reckless homicide. Investigators say footage shows Robinson in a struggle with Hicks and another suspect at a bus stop. Robinson denies having a gun and blames the shooting on the other suspect seen on video, despite Robinson's clothes matching the person seen struggling with Hicks. Robinson's first court appearance has been scheduled for today. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. It's College Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we want to help yours and mine, those young scholars, get those free scholarship dollars. So all month long, we've been highlighting local universities who offer tuition scholarships, like full tuition scholarships, and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune in to 101.7 The Truth all month long so you don't miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Marquette University. Be the Difference and Educators Credit Union. Achieving more together. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before we go, let me check. 46 degrees, cloudy. The low tonight looks like it's going to be around 36 degrees. It'll be a little chilly. Why is that? I think we just skip over Thanksgiving now. I think Christmas is here.
Number five.
This is an exciting one because every year I think it's great. From CBS 58, Black Nativity by Langston Hughes will return to the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts the 10th time. It's the 10th annual production, December 11th through the 14th at the Wilson Theater at Vogel Hall. Sherry Williams Pannell, director of Black Nativity, talks about and details the holiday musical. She talks about the show and tells a story of nativity through scripture, poetry, dancing, and song from the African-American perspective. And Black Arts MKE produces the show each year and showcases Milwaukee-based theater professionals, including seasoned and emerging talent of color. That's according to the organization. Go there, Marcus Center, Wilson Theater at Vogel Hall, if you're interested and want to learn how to buy tickets. We got a new year coming up, y'all. It's coming up soon, 2026. This is a good time for people to learn how to live in reality and learn how to, you know, be able to do the things that they need to do, right? So it's important that we remember that sometimes when you want to do the right thing, it might not quite turn out that way. In other words, let me be frank. Milwaukee volunteer was dissed for dissing the feds.
Number four.
From JS Online, a Milwaukee woman was dismissed as a volunteer for a nonprofit after staff say she overstepped her role by telling federal immigration agents to leave the property. Heather Asitnyabi was dismissed on October 29th after she drove to the MKE Urban Stables for her volunteer shift and saw a number of parked vehicles and federal agents wearing uniforms for an offshoot of Immigration, Customs Enforcement, and the FBI. An FBI spokesperson confirmed it assisted ICE in their removal operations for an operation at that location and time, but didn't give further details. Fearing what impact the presence of federal agents could do to those coming to the MKE Urban Stables that day, including a school's special education class, she spoke out. She told agents they couldn't be there. She and another volunteer began taking photos of the agents and prompting them to put on their masks. Later that day, she was dismissed as a volunteer. She said, "This has never been about should ICE be in Milwaukee. The barn serves as a vulnerable population, serves a very vulnerable population. The presence of immigration agents is not exactly conducive to the environment." And I'm trying to figure out where she gets that from. Like, I don't know. That one doesn't make any sense. And you're a volunteer, so it's not like you get paid. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you get paid. Now, there are some people in Wisconsin that get paid, and they kind of get paid very well. They're called UW professors. Well, hey, y'all, welcome to the real world of higher education.
Number three.
This from JS Online. The UW Board of Regents voted yesterday and approved controversial changes. This is why I don't like reporters who use bias in their reporting. Who wrote this story? Kelly Meyerhofer from JS Online. Kelly's a great writer and journalist. I've seen her work here in the past. However, controversial changes? Approved changes to a teaching workload policy despite some criticism and concern from faculty. Under the proposal, get this, full-time instructors will be required to teach at least 24 credits every year or 4 3-credit classes each semester. At the UW-Madison and UWM, where professors are expected to produce more research, the minimum load is 12 credits, 2 classes a semester. You're kidding, right? Critics say the policy change fails to capture all the work that is done on campuses. They also fear it will limit professors' ability to conduct other university work and damage recruitment efforts. Barrett L. Ward, and instrument engineer and co-president of the United Faculty and Academic Staff Union at UW-Madison, said this is a dangerous precedent for how much control the legislature expects to exert over UW system. High-performing professors thinking of coming here are going to see that and think twice. Guess what, y'all? Guess what? I understand the whole thing about research. We're expected to do it too. But guess what you got to do? Yeah, teach. Like, it's literally your job. It's, like, literally your job. Ask a student, hey, how much you pay this year? I don't know. I paid $15,000, $20,000 to go to school to get an education with a teacher that I got to wait or take a summer class because the class is only offered because the professor only teaches 12 credits a year. That's two classes. Oh, my God, it's doubled. Are you serious? You're serious, right? Your job is to teach. You're a professor. I get the research piece, but after a certain point, you can stop doing research unless you just want to sell books and get richer than you already are. And I know I'm going to get trashed. I get it. But at some point, I don't know. Well, this next story, is this the ultimate show of love for all humanity?
Number two.
From WISN 12. A Racine County man faces 10 counts of possession of child pornography. So is that good or bad? I see Glenn's face and it's all crunched up and like, good or bad? Racine County deputies went to the house in Union Grove on November 17th. The guy, 36-year-old Aaron Robleski, denied deputies access to his phone. So they got a warrant and they searched and found hundreds of images, many depicting children between 3 and 16 that had been downloaded from an encrypted messenger app installed on his phone. He was arrested and being held at Racine County Jail on a $500,000 bail. Who do you think turned him in?
His neighbor?
His wife. His wife turned him in.
Good for her.
She found it on the phone and went, wait, what? Racine County Sheriff Christopher Smaling said in a news release, no child should ever be exploited in any manner. And the images uncovered in this case represent actual victims who have suffered real and lasting trauma. The sheriff's office will continue to prioritize these cases with the immediate and decisive action they demand, arresting and confining pedophiles so they cannot harm children. His wife turned him in. Interesting.
Number one.
Here's an update on the shooting outside of Asada High School. Rhea Riley talked about it in the news at the top of the hour from CBS 58. A 17-year-old is now charged in connection to the murder of Asada High School student Namar Hicks. Police say that another 17-year-old is in custody. Jaquan Robinson faces a charge of first-degree reckless homicide for the murder of 18-year-old Hicks, who was shot a block away from his school last Friday, November 14th. In the court documents, police say they found video of Robinson and one other person getting into a fight with Hicks. Police say the video showed Robinson, who identified himself by his clothing, raise his arms toward Hicks, shooting him. Robinson was also shot in his arm during the fight, but told police he doesn't know how it happened and blamed the shooting on the other person in the video. Hicks ran back to a school after being shot, but then later died at an area hospital. Charges are pending for the other 17-year-old in custody. Interesting. But I want to go back to that story in that was number two. Is this spousal abuse or love?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com.
Your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend it all by
I can play this all night.
Together.
Hey. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check the talking text line before I jump. That's the kind of silly thing to say. I'm sure he's MAGA. What does that have to do with anything? Like, people, like, get politics out of your brain. So because a guy committed a crime, like, what? He's a Republican? Are there Democratic? So what are the Democratic crimes? Like money laundering or something? Like, I don't. Well, what's the Democratic? Oh, I know. Homicide. There you go. Like, what? Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. So I want to dive back in. I was just looking at the talking text line. Jason said, good evening, my sisters and brothers. Love your show, Dr. Ken. Listening and watching out in Sacramento, Sactown in Northern California. What's going on, Jason? Ms. Smith said, who cares if they were told to leave the property, the private property? Why should it matter so much that she lost her position as a volunteer? Because she can't represent the policies and procedures of staff and leadership in that organization. It is not her right. It is not her privilege. And it is not her job. It's outside of the boundaries of her position to confront federal agents when they're doing their job. They're a licensed business. They're open for inspection, and law enforcement can come in when they want. There's a lot of nuance that people don't know. And it was a business that's open to the public. Therefore, if you discriminate what public you want in there, you have an issue. Police are actually public, just like everybody. Like, there's so many nuances to that, that you could disagree if you want, but federal law, county law, state law, and city ordinances literally tell you you're wrong. Not me, tell you you're wrong. We have to stop this common sense justice. This common sense thing we have about the law, that's why we get in so much trouble. Because we think we know, because we heard, or it doesn't feel right when in fact the law says something completely and totally different, and you get yourself jammed up, and then you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know, well, that's wrong. Well, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. And if you would just take a step back and Not you, Ms. Smith, but if you take a step back and stop being so emotional and actually understand what the law says, that's why when people go serve on juries, we need more black people on juries. So what are you saying? You put more black people on juries, they'll let black people off? So are we talking about the rapists? Or are we talking about the killers? Are we talking about people who steal or harm the elderly? Like which one of them you letting go? Like, what is it? Are we going to blame drugs? Are we going to blame how they grew up? Are we going to blame trauma? Like, what? Because it'll all change when it's somebody in your family. Then all of a sudden we'll be like, I don't think we're going to go with that. Oh, no, we're going to go with it. We're going to put a lot of black people on the jury, and then we're going to have them say, not guilty, because you've locked up enough black people. So we're going to let this person go because we know maybe like 1% of everybody who was exonerated, because they got arrested and they shouldn't have, or they went to prison and they shouldn't have. Yeah, let's make up for it. We'll make up for it with your relative. When your relative is killed, when your relative is robbed, when your relative is raped, when your relative is beaten up, when your house is burglarized, we'll do it then. Or we can learn what the law says. Because what happens is when all them black people get on juries that are freaking rainbow juries, right? With everybody, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, straight, gay, all that. When they hear and understand the law and exercise their privilege as a citizen and their rights, they're going to do the right thing and vote guilty or not guilty. And I've seen it happen time and time again. When you're there and you're doing the work, it's one thing. But when you sit back an armchair quarterback, when you sit back and say, this is what it should be, when in fact we have no idea. And of course they were not there for therapy. They got word, they got letters, these are people, this is where they said they work, they overstayed their visa, they're not supposed to be here. Somebody called and said, hey, you know, GP is here, GP is from from Moldova, some country, and he's not supposed to be here, and he's been here 2.5 years, and he's supposed to go home in like 2022, 2023. ICE is going to come get you. If he committed a crime, even more. We're going to prioritize that. So that's fine until it's not fine. It's just we have to stop this assumption that what we think is logical is right, because it's not. 833-212-1017 is the number. So the griot, nope, I was going to go here. WISN.com, this story from Racine County just kind of throws me a little bit because, like, is that a show of love? Like, if you really love somebody, or are you like, oh my God, I'm so. Would you lock up your spouse or significant other if they committed a crime? That's what I really want to know. Like, is this spousal abuse or love? Because, I mean, technically, even if she found it and didn't say anything, she couldn't testify against him. She's going to testify against him. She'll have to. And I'm sure they asked, you're his wife and you have spousal privilege, which means they can't force you to testify against your husband. Are you going to? She's probably, well, I don't know what she said. I'm not going to even venture to guess. Clearly she said yes, because dude is in jail. In jail. Now, look, you can live your life the way you want to live your life. I can agree or disagree, but child pornography, people doing things to children just kind of rubs me the wrong way. And that's, again, like I told the story, I can't work in sensitive crimes, because if you beat up somebody elderly or beat up or do something to a child, you might. I don't know. Ms. Smith, before we go to break. That's what you meant. They weren't there looking for someone working at the stables. They were just using the property for staging. If they were doing it for either one, they can do it. Like, I don't really understand why there's an issue. I know it sounds like you don't like ICE. I get it. I have a problem with people being in this country illegally. It doesn't have to make you MAGA, Republican, or Democrat, or liberal for that matter. Earn your way. Get a job. Come here legally. I got a problem. Like my family did. I have no problem. It's when you roll in and I'm just pretend like I'm not here and I'm going to just, you know, just overstay my welcome. It's called a crime. It's crime. That's kind of it.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
guess Aaron ain't thinking that right now. I think Aaron Robleski is not thinking that right now. But then again, he might. Every little thing she did is on his mind. He mad. That is funny. I'm sorry. I should not laugh at a man's foibles. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm consumed with the YouTube chat. That one guy said, Dr. Ken, what's going on with Cavalier Johnson's decision not to fund the fire department? He did not fund it. He didn't want to pay the $8 million for the trucks, like less than 0.8% of the entire budget. Makes absolutely no sense. I have no problem paying more in taxes to get more fire trucks. Okay, there I said it. Mrs. said many people who are being kidnapped off the streets are here legally. And over 170 citizens have been taken or detained by ICE. Yes, they make mistakes. They're called human beings, number one. Number two, 170 divided into, 3 million people that walked into the country unfettered. Think about that. And they're not being kidnapped. So this nonsensical talk of using talking points of people, right? And some were military vets. Okay, what does that mean? You get a pass because you're a military vet, or you can't make a trouble. You can't have an accident, or you can't make a mistake with a veteran. Like, what is that? That's the problem. People expect perfection from the police when they themselves are not perfect. And if they themselves were perfect, you'd have no need for the police. And I hope to God nobody in this listening or nobody in the world ever becomes a victim of anything. Because you know what I'm going to tell them? Don't call 911. Don't call the police because you don't like them. And if somebody that's not supposed to be in the country commits a crime against you or your loved one, don't call the police. Don't call ICE. Don't call the FBI. Just live with it. See how long that lasts. See how long that lasts. They are not the police. They are Proud Boys. What does that even mean? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. Okay. All right.
They're Proud Boys.
All of them? I guess the black ones too, right? Makes no sense. People are so stuck in derangement that they don't understand. There are bigger things and other things you should be doing right now to make sure Milwaukee is safe. Milwaukee has what it needs. And there are going to be mistakes, just like local police make mistakes. And I think the strange part about it is nobody will ever step up and become a law enforcement officer who might quite possibly lose their life. Lose their life. I don't think you have the blankety blanks to do it. You don't, or else you would have done it. She said, okay, let them take you off the street and have you detained for months, and then we will see what you think. But that's not going to happen because I'm a citizen. And I know how to explain myself, and I have an identification and a birth certificate, and I'm already in the system worldwide in law enforcement for 30 years. So they got my prints, they got my face, they got my voice, they got everything. I've been cleared to do some things that you don't even want to know about or think about. So what are we talking about? In actuality, I can't do anything. I can't make mistakes. I can't go places I'm not supposed to be. I can't do things I'm not supposed to do, because if it's illegal, they're going to catch me. They have my face and my prints and everything. Like, I can't get away. Ever. Like, if it's like 10 of us, I'll be the one they find, because it'll be like, boop, oh yeah, it comes back to a retired lieutenant from Milwaukee. Done. Border Patrol, getting in and out the country, Interpol in Europe, don't matter where I go. They got me. So that's the life I live. Can you live a life like that? I know how to act when I get approached by the police. I know what to say when I get approached by the police. I got taught that as a child. I still use it. I've been jacked up by the police at night on my way home, and I was the police. I was the police. What are you doing around here? Well, what exactly do you mean, sir? What are you doing around here? Where are you going? Well, let me see. I was the person you saw at the district when I got off at 4 o'clock in the morning, and now you're in the street jacking me up. Do you feel stupid or are you stupid? And he looked at me and went, oh. And he saw the uniform underneath my jacket. Well, why are you driving around here? I said, do you live around here? He goes, no. I said, I do. Get out of my neighborhood. Like, at some point, you can find every excuse in the book, but here's my problem. If there was one reason why we should not have ICE that stood up by itself and it was powerful enough, we wouldn't have it. But if you got to come up with 20 reasons why we shouldn't have ICE, that means one of your reasons won't stand up by itself, so you got to pile on. That means you don't have a good argument. There should usually be just one thing you should be able to say that'll stop somebody from doing it. Hey, stop doing that. Why? You'll die. Boop, done. You stop doing that. You might get sick. You might lose a finger. You're going to stumble. You're going to lose weight. If you got to do all them things, if you're going to lose weight and then shrink away to nothing, if that by itself can't stop you from doing something, then it's not. That's why people don't stop smoking. That's why people don't stop drinking. That's why people don't stop doing drugs. It usually takes one good thing, and then it stops them. But all those little things, you might die, you might get sick, you're going to not be able to work, you're not going to, that by itself, any of those by themselves does not stop a person from stopping something. Unless it's so big, it stops them cold. Stop some coal. I don't know what else to say. That's just the way it is. 833-212-1017 is the number. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Appreciate you. Love you. TheGrio.com has a great story about a black tech CEO. And don't get mad. He shares a personal story of how Trump order his order on foster care youth could actually save lives. So consider this. Donald Trump is like a broken clock. He's only right like twice a day, right? Just like a clock. If a clock is broken, it says 42 minutes after the hour or 5:42, then it's 5:42 a.m. and 5:42 p.m. It's right. But it's only right twice. He's got a great story in the Griot. Last week, President Donald Trump signed an executive order expanding the federal government's partnership with states and the private sector to improve the lived outcomes of foster youth and those who age out of the foster care system. The executive order calls for the federal government to harness federal support, technology, and strategic partnerships to provide young Americans in or transitioning out of the foster care system with the tools they need to become successful adults. The EO, spearheaded by First Lady Melania Trump, focuses on key areas, including modernizing the child welfare system, establishing a Foster the Youth online resource platform, which will be executed by an interagency task force that includes the First Lady's office and the Department of Health and Human Services. Sixto Cancel, CEO of Think of Us, a tech research and design company focusing on improving the foster care system, played a role in lifting up lived experience research and insights with the Office of the First Lady on the order that President Donald Trump signed on November 13th. Cancel has been leading bipartisan engagement with every White House on issues related to the child welfare system and foster youth since President Barack Obama's administration. As a black man who grew up in and out of foster care, he knows firsthand how critical the execution of the order will be for foster youth, most especially black foster youth, who make up a disproportionate share of the foster population. So I think it's great that this young man, this African-American man, who says he entered foster care as a baby at 11 months, was adopted at 9 years old. It was an abusive adoption. At 13, he found himself couch surfing, locked out of the house, all kind of stuff. It took me taping a recorder to my chest, recording the abuse so that I can get back into the foster care system. Now, think about that. The foster care system is bad. In order for him to get out of this abusive house and get back into the system, he felt the system was safer than being in this house. I would have these open cases, closed cases, and open CPS cases, closed CPS cases. And he went through all that stuff. And now he is a successful businessman. And the first thing he's doing is making sure this system works for everybody. We don't know a lot of things, so we don't do a lot of things. And by that, I mean, when we don't know, we're not able to exercise the resources we have that can give us what we want. Until we start to use what's there and not worry about who gave it to us or what administration gave it to us and take those things that help your community, let the rest of that stuff go. But at some point, you can't wait for Democrats to come around to give you anything or wait for Republicans, if you're Republican, to give you something. You have to take what you need when it's offered. Now, if you got to hold your nose when you do it, well, then you just have to hold your nose. I don't like them. Okay, I don't like them, but you better take it. You better take it. And I say that. Ms. Smith said, think about all those children who were abused via Mar-a-Lago. There was never any abuse at Mar-a-Lago. What are you talking about? It happened on Epstein's Island. He flew them there. Like, do you watch the news or do you watch only the news that you agree with? Because the story about that is that he got thrown out of Mar-a-Lago because he tried to do it. And he picked up one of the girls that worked for Donald Trump's organization, and when she left, Donald Trump told him, you got to go because you can't be coming in, you know, stealing employees and having people work for you and all this. And then they end up no, we're not doing that. And he got booted like 15, 18 years ago. So at least if you're going to argue from a point of fact. And that doesn't mean I'm on Donald Trump's side because I'm stating a fact that was in the news. And it was on all the network news and all the cable news plays. Like, I'm just saying. She said, that's not true. Do you only watch Fox News? Okay. Okay. Whatever you say. She's right. I'm gonna just let her be right today. Why do we care? Listen to your argument. We're talking about a black man that's doing a great thing. That's doing a great thing about foster care, and you worried about Mar-a-Lago and Epstein? Like, are you kidding me? Why aren't you giving that same smoke to people killing each other? To the high school kid that got killed outside of SADA. All the homicides that are happening in the city. Why don't you care about that? You'd rather only talk about stuff you hate. You'd rather not talk about stuff that affects your community directly because you're probably not going to do anything about it. You'd rather argue about some guy with orange hair that's in Washington whom you've never met and you'll probably never meet and have no contact with at all and just hate because his politics are different from you. It's the same as with Barack Obama. I have to deal with people. Oh, I just hate him. You don't even know him. He's going to terrorize this city. Oh, so now you know the future now. You're pontificating. You know the future. Barack Obama's going to cause it. Barack Obama there. He was there for 8 years. Nothing happened. The world didn't fall apart. All them fools that said they was moving out the country, they didn't move. And some of them, I told them, hey, you know, I got a ticket. Toronto right there. Delta fly there, like direct. If you go to Chicago, you can get on Air Canada. They'll take you straight there. I'll buy you the ticket. But until you care and give as much smoke you give to Donald Trump, to the mayor or the common council or the governor or the legislature about your community that you live in? I got nothing.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I think it's sad. I do. I think it's sad. Monica said, he also makes our lives worse, but that's why people care about politicians who affect our everyday life. And I asked, so is your life actually worse personally? I doubt it. You actually have the wherewithal. You actually have the wherewithal to post on a YouTube chat. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis is coming up next, and I'll see you in about 22 hours. Have a great evening. Love chopping it up. Thank you, Ms. Smith, for chopping it up. Appreciate you. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Pop-Off Friday. I got two topics that's going to blow your head off. One is about men. I'm telling you, one is about men, and the other one, you got to be here to find out. Always got the top five at five. Come join me. God bless. Take care. Thank you, GP. Or should I call you NYGP?
At this point, I got three nicknames, so.
Well, what's the other ones?
GP, NYCGP.
Wow.
This is the third one. Oh, Neon Glenn.
Nah, let's not do that. Anyway, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. God bless. Have a good evening. I'm out.